Get it up.
Back to the Bruce Wiley Show.
Rockville's Move 104.9.
This week, we are meeting the candidates that are running in our riding of Leeds, Grenville, Thousand Islands, Rideau Lakes. And today, it's the NDP candidate, Michelle Taylor. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm going to give you the first minute to talk about yourself.
Perfect, thank you. So for people who don't already know me, this is my fourth time running in our riding. I first ran provincially back in 2018. I ran again later that year in our federal by-election when MP Gord Brown tragically passed. Again the next year in our general election in 2019, and here I am again. So I understand that right now most people were not looking for an election, but I really feel that we need to seize the opportunity that's been put ahead of us, and to put in a progressive government, to put in a progressive representation here in our riding, because I've heard from many, many people who feel that that is definitely room for improvement here.
All right. So what, as you talk to the people, what is the number one issue that's facing residents in our area?
So the one that I definitely hear the most by far is affordability. People are just having a hard time making it from one day to the next. So that includes housing, healthcare, pharmacare, education. And I'm really happy that the NDP policy platform really addresses those in a really strong way, especially with expanding healthcare to include dental, vision, hearing, putting pharmacare in place, which is actually not only is it great for people, but it's great for the government bottom line as well, because it saves the system money in the long run.
There are lots of jobs here, but there doesn't seem to be the workers. What is the NDP policy in trying to get people back to work?
Yeah, so I think a big issue is wages. There's a lot of people who want to work, but the wages that are presented to them are really not ones that they can make it from one day to the next on. We have a number of people working more than one job, and they're still stopping at a food bank on the way home. So we need to be looking at wages, and one of the ways to kind of fill that void is to put in the universal basic income that the NDP is advocating for. Also putting forth investments like childcare. If parents can't find a safe place to have their children during the day, they won't be able to take a job.
Going hand in hand with the no jobs is the housing shortage in our riding. And not only in our riding, but across the country. How will the NDP help with the housing shortage in this country?
Yeah, and so housing is definitely a big issue. I've heard of that from just regular folks, from business leaders, business owners who can't get people to come here and work because those workers would have nowhere affordable to live. So the NDP is planning to build at least 500,000 units of affordable housing in the next 10 years, half of that in the next five. Partnering with provinces and municipalities on that. And also, one thing that I'm particularly proud of here is we're going to put forth a housing strategy for Indigenous peoples within the first 100 days of an NDP, of an NDP mandate. And all of that is going to be a huge job creator as well.
We are on the verge of vaccine passports in this province. I see New Brunswick is now going to go there. A few other provinces already have it. How do you personally feel about vaccine passports, and how does the NDP feel about it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the way to go. I mean, we can look at Alberta as a glaring example of what not to do. They tried to go, full tilt in the other direction, and now they're facing the consequences and desperately trying to backpedal. And I think we really need to be pulling our own weight and getting vaccinated if for no other reason than to honor the healthcare workers that we were calling heroes just, you know, recently, and, you know, putting up signs and banging pots and pans on our front porch. These people are burnt out, and they're sick of dealing with unvaccinated people plugging up the ICUs with spillover effect to canceled surgeries and so on. People need to get vaccinated unless they have a medical exemption, because, to be honest, to be refusing to do so comes from a position of privilege.
It does come from a position of privilege, and we know the cases in our area are on the rise, and they're on the rise because of unvaccinated people. So, I mean, that just stands true, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
All right, so you mentioned this at the start, affordability. And, you know, if you go shopping in a grocery store, and I do this on a weekly basis, and I am astounded at the prices, and I'm picking up items and putting them down again because I said, geez, I can't afford that. So I can't imagine how many people, and particularly seniors on fixed income, how they're going to have to start making choices now, whether do I eat or do I pay the lighting bill? And I know the NDP is really looking at that.
Yeah, and so that's one of the main reasons that with our universal basic income, the first demographic that we're going to target for that is seniors and folks living with disabilities, because, to be honest, they're not getting enough. They're not getting enough investment from the government at this point to be able to afford healthy food, and it's completely unreasonable that they should be having to make the kind of choices that you're talking about. Plus, additionally, what the NDP wants to do is work with agricultural communities across the country and to form some important partnerships with farmers to be having local, healthy food hubs that especially demographics like seniors, young families, can be accessing healthy, local, nourishing food.
Michelle, I saw a story this week, and it was the NDP saying that if this election looks close, they're encouraging NDP members to vote Liberal. As an NDPer, how do you feel about that?
That's not a story that I've heard, and to be honest, I would say that people need to be voting for what they actually want. I mean, in every election, there's the fear factor that's put out there by various parties. To be honest, usually it's the Liberal Party, and they're the ones who, you know, back in 2015, it was supposed to be our last election with first past the post. What happened? You know, they got into power. They had a majority government. They had every opportunity in the world to take that fear away from people, and they didn't do it because they know that it would harm themselves politically. So I think people, they need to be looking at platforms, the party leaders and local candidates, and actually making a decision based on what they want for their future, their kids, their grandkids, and to get kind of the fear factor that's put out there by other parties to the side.
Well said. So why is Jagmeet Singh the best person to lead our country and to lead this country out of the pandemic?
So I would have to start with he's incredibly genuine. He's in it for all the right reasons. It's not just a political opportunism trip for him. He's a human rights lawyer by trade. He's incredibly empathetic. He's worked very hard to make himself a strong ally for Indigenous peoples, for the LGBTQ community. He's incredibly sincere. And I know that, working in conjunction with the rest of the NDP team, he will put forth policy that will really, really help people, and he will not, toe the line of, the more corporate elite crowd. He is there for people who actually need government policy to address their needs.
Michelle, can I ask you, this is your fourth time running it. And what, about 3 years or something?
Yeah.
Why the dedication? Why are you running?
So you know, I hear from people even between elections, and they're struggling. And, you know, whether it's people on ODSP, people who are ending up in the emergency room because they can't afford to have preventative dental care. And it really affects me. You know, I have people from the LGBTQ community sending me messages on a fairly regular basis telling me how much it means to them to have a vocal voice. For their community running. And I really take that seriously, and I want people to have option of progressive representation here.
I'm going to give you the last minute to talk to the voters of our riding. Michelle Taylor.
Thank you. So again, I know that most people are not looking for an election right now, but here we are. The Liberals had 6 years to advance progressive policy, all the policies that they put forth in their Sunny Ways platform back in 2015. And to be honest, they've done next to nothing. They have not advanced true and meaningful reconciliation with Indigenous peoples. They haven't made much investment to make life more affordable for most people. They dropped the ball on pandemic response last year with their CERB, CESB patchwork. And we need to do better. We need to do better federally. We certainly can do better in terms of progressive representation locally. And I really encourage people to get out and vote. Elections Canada has great standards in place. It's safe. It's quick. Get out and vote. If you have any questions, contact me beforehand. I'd love to answer them.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks very much.
Michelle Taylor representing the NDP Party. The election is on Monday. The last of the five candidates, Roberta Abbott, representing the Liberals, will join us tomorrow.